Today I've called the word for the day, Managing the Mess. And today I want to encourage you to read the book of Ruth. When we meet Naomi in Ruth chapter 1, her life is in a mess. She and her husband have gone to Moab, searching for food during a time of famine. Life was good. But while in that land, their two sons married Moabite women, and it got really good for them until her husband and sons died and she was stuck, widowed, in a foreign country. Though honest about her pain, Naomi obviously had a sense of who was in control when we read verse 21 in chapter 1. The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. The Hebrew word for Almighty, Shaddai, includes the idea that God is more than enough in any situation. And the word Lord, Yahweh, is all about his faithfulness as a loving, promise-keeping God. Notice in this passage how Naomi put the two names together. Even in her complaint, she never lost sight of the fact that her God was strong and a faithful God. And sure enough, he proved his ability to rescue her and his faithfulness to care for her to the very end. Read chapter 4 of Ruth. If you find yourself in a mess right now, if your life is tough, if you are struggling to see a way forward, remember that Naomi's God is your God as well. He specializes in helping us through our messes. Turn to him and share with him your situation. Seek his help. He is both strong and faithful. So when life becomes difficult, remember Naomi in the book of Ruth and how she turned to God. Remember that Naomi's God is our God as well. And he is more than enough. The Lord be with you.